Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, yeah, I guess we will talk next week. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll talk today. We'll talk right now. Here, it's the DJV program, Entertainment Culture. That's what this program is all about, right, ladies? Have another discussion about what happens to your testicles. Okay, never mind that. It's the...
What?
Well, yesterday. Huh? Hey, bing, bang,
good
boom.
Start.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, that's Jennifer Horn's voice. Victoria Keelan is here. And Jay Kirshner, along with Doug Steffen. So Brian Landry is not here, apparently. He seems to have been dispatched, or is this a fake? How do we know whether... Huh? No, probably
this,
not.
No, this is... So, yeah, so it seems like his parents may have actually finally done something right. Maybe their lawyer said, look, this is, you can't keep this up anymore. But they led the authorities yesterday to an area where they believed that Brian had been hiking or camping or had done so in the past, and then it led to some of his belongings were there, his notebook, his backpack, and a body was found. And so the family attorney over the night, yesterday said, basically, we believe that the human remains that were found, which had been underwater, that whole area, I guess, had been underwater for a while, storms and swampiness and whatever. So, it looks like that's who they found. My first thought is, I think this guy was so psychotic and troubled and enabled by his parents. I mean, the sister has said a lot of strange things, that she believed her parents were hiding him, and I don't know, the whole thing's weird. But my first thought was, when they brought in the cadaver dogs to sniff out, you know, to make sure there was human remains there or whatever, my first thought was, I hope this guy didn't murder someone else. I really didn't even think it was him at first. My first thought was, I really hope that this guy has not been on the lam this whole time and he's been murdering other people. Because he was capable of murdering his fiancée, strangling her around her throat with his bare hands. This is someone who's capable of doing anything. But it looks like the family thinks that this body is his.
Okay, let's talk enabling for a minute, and enabling parents. And what it takes, why is it that parents go down that street with their children? I know two-thirds of the parental units here, and our Jennifer's folks, and I know her mother as well as I know her father, in terms of Victoria, I don't know. I know Fancy. I feel like I know Fancy Nancy, but and know enough about your dad to know where he's from, etc. And certainly Jay, I know your father very well. I don't know your mom other than the notes that she sends to me, the love notes, the first of the month. The enabling thing. I have a lady who works for me that I love dearly. I do. She's fabulous. She's been working for me for 17 years on the farm. And she has nothing but trouble with her children. She has three children, two boys and a girl. And she has not had a husband, so she's really gone overboard. Well, that's part of the personality. I'm just using this as an example. Her daughter belongs in a psych ward. One of her sons is in jail, and the other one is pretty much taking care of their farm and the daughter's not okay. The son that's in jail is somebody who's wrapped up. This is a story in and of itself, actually. The son's in jail because supposedly he attacked a woman who turns out to have been, just like this Brian Landry, a complete psycho. Mm. And so she made charges against him, but because they don't have any money, and they have a public defender, this kid's been sitting in jail for almost a year in a county jail, no charges, never been before a judge, and there's somebody that's in the cell with him who's been sitting in a cell in that jail for 2 years, no charges, never before a judge. How is it possible that in this country there are people who are rotting in jail? This kid should no more be in jail than I should be in jail. or any of us should be in jail. This woman is a complete nutbird, has done the same thing to at least three other men, and apparently whatever is happening to them, this is up in New Hampshire, I don't know what the outcome was with those guys, but is this kid perfect? No. But he certainly doesn't belong in jail for this much time without having due process. And so you wonder how many of these cases.
Every state.
Well, that's not right.
No, of course not.
How in the world? So anyway, but she's an enabling mother. So they've done things off and on. They both used to work for me from time to time on the farm, and I had trouble. I liked them both, and I had trouble with them, and it was always because she would, you know, she treats them as if they were still 4 years old.
Mm.
And
more than enabling, I don't know. I had this conversation yesterday, and I thought it was an interesting one. Like, what would your parents do if you were the person who is Brian Laundrie? And so my answer was right away. My dad would tell me, you've got to turn yourself in. Whether you, you know, whether you think you're innocent or you think you did it, you've got to turn yourself in. And I kind of laughed a little bit and said, my mom would probably try to hide me. She would want,
yeah,
you know,
she would.
Wouldn't want me,
yeah,
to be,
yeah,
in trouble.
She would. Yep, your mother
and
would.
And so it's kind of funny to think about. I mean, not this is funny in any way, but it is kind of interesting to think about what your parents would do, because I think the biggest part of this story, aside from the murder, is what Brian Laundrie's parents have done.
Yes.
Did they know where he was? Did they suddenly remember this hiking trail? Mm. Have they been intentionally trying to hide him? Why now would they go to the police, I think, is really interesting. Did he send them a message and say, I'm offing myself? Maybe this is something new. Maybe he said he was going to kill himself and they wanted to try to stop him now. Did they have a way of communicating with him? These are all the questions that I think make this story so crazy.
It's also strange that they called the FBI, I guess, and said that the two of them were going for a walk. Yeah, they said the two of them are going to explore an area where he had been known to camp.
And then whammo, they find him.
And then the FBI was like, well, we'll meet you there. I mean, it wasn't an invitation to the cops. It was just like, we're going to go for a walk, and it was very strange. So much of this is weird.
Yeah, it really
is. And once
they
narrow down the time of death, we'll kind of have some more answers. Was it just recently, and then that's somehow the parents did know because they were communicating, or was he?
So what are the consequences for them?
For a while,
does anything get accomplished?
They'd have to be accomplices on some level.
Well, okay,
right?
So what then? Do the police charge them with being accomplices, or do they just not bother?
They would definitely do a probe into it. They would definitely investigate it.
Mm-hmm. I think you've got aiding and abetting. You have obstructing an investigation. If they are indeed involved, and I just don't understand how they couldn't be at this point.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, one day they wake up and say, "You know what? We're going to take a hike."
You know,
and
we just remembered. 37 days later, we just remembered where he likes
now,
to hike.
I felt so sorry for Dog the Bounty Hunter, who found this out while he was swimming in the English Channel on a tip leading to the apprehension of Brian Laundrie.
Wait a second. He was swimming the English Channel looking for Brian Laundrie?
What? That was my tweet.
It was almost that silly. All of those
funny.
Venues almost kind of, it was almost like that. So anyway, I just think
but
it's
the question,
worth
though, like,
about.
I want to throw this at you, Doug, because you have adult children. What if your son, Brendan, called you and said, Dad, something horrible happened to Sophie, your daughter-in-law, and I'm in a lot of trouble, and I don't know what to do. I mean, you're the parent of an adult son here. What would be your response?
I don't like using that as an example because.
But I mean, that's a real world.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's what Jen's parents
would
do. My parents
would
both say the same. My parents would turn me in.
We'd talk it through first, and he hasn't done that, but he's done things. He was in trouble when he was in college with another guy that wasn't of their making, but they ended up in jail, and I don't know if taking care of it is the right thing to say, but the first call he made was to me. And we figured out, we talked about where he was, what the situation was, what had happened, and then we worked out a plan, which involved me calling the fellow that was the chairman of a large law office in Cleveland. And so the fellow made a call to the jail. They made arrangements to release them. I had to put up a $5,000 bond to take care of them, or to take care of getting them out of jail. And then they went to trial and they were found not guilty. It's not guilty, but it's not responsible. I guess that was something. But still.
So you've kind of been through something not on the scale, but you've gotten a phone call when you weren't expecting it, and you had to jump into dad mode, and obviously parents would want to do everything they can.
He was a college kid then. Has he done anything since then? I remember one night.
You don't have to talk about this. Like, I mean, we don't want to, like, air out.
No, well, I'm just thinking about the things, but was I responsible? Did I, you know, sometimes I have wondered, I think all parents do who are responsible, did you do enough or did you do too much? And that's where you know, if you're thinking about it, you're probably just about in the right place. If you don't think about it or you don't agree, like I've talked to Mary any number of times about her children and why it is or in the circumstance she finds herself in, what, you know, because they come to me for help. They ask me, what would I do or what should I do or what can I do? Or they'll want to talk to my lawyer or, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I help them to that extent. But it's very difficult. But I think if you're conscious of the fact that you're doing it, you're probably not guilty of being a bad parent. It's the ones who are not conscious or who resist. Am I right on that, do you think? Does that make some sense? If you're, you know, Megan's never been in any trouble at all.
Well, I guess the question is, though, do you hide them or do you tell them to turn themselves in?
You go through the process, but you make sure you can get the process taken care of literally so that they are not going to have continuing repercussions of the same event. So all that family did was compound the problem by creating situations where they would do anything. Now, some parents say they would do anything for their children. I don't know what that means. I wouldn't shoot somebody to protect my son unless somebody was aiming at him, and then I would. Do you know what I mean? That's the if there's physical harm coming to my children.
I mean, it's complicated, sure, and I'm not a parent, so I can't imagine, you know. But we've all talked about this, like Jen was talking about it, you know. We've all kind of run this scenario, and, you know, a friend of mine who has a young son who's 8, and she said, look, you know, if Jake murdered somebody, I'm gonna stand by him and love him, but he's gonna have to pay
the price.
You know, pay the price, and I'll visit him every day in jail if that's the case.
And one more element is that at least in jail you know where your kid is. At least you know that they're safe. Letting them go on the run or going to try to survive in
a what's
swamp?
The end game? It's how is it? How did they think it was going to end if they did know what he was up to? I mean, you can't be on the run forever. They don't have unlimited means, you know. It just, I don't know. It's the whole thing's tragic. And you know, the thing that really annoys me, after 37 days of Brian Laundry, people start talking about Gabby Petito. No one's talking about the girl who lived with this family. This was their future daughter-in-law who lived in the house every day with them, and
you know,
they've shown zero remorse.
Victoria, there are a lot of people who are so clueless, who are so distant, who just are disconnected from reality, and in some cases it's all, you know, it's about me, and they lose sight of what reality is. 19 past the hour.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour now, it's the Thursday Wowie Zowie, the 21st of October. We really are two-thirds of the way, 10 days left in the month, two more, well, actually next week, full week, and then it's Kaputsky for October. Happy birthday to my son, happy birthday to my dog today, both of them. Happy birthday. Also, an interesting character shows up at a Lakers game. And, well, tell you too much more about it, then you'll figure it out on your own. So I'm not telling you anymore till Jay does right after this. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything. And that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now 24 past the hour. Okay, so Jay, who's sitting courtside in the Lakers games now?
Not now, again. Jack Nicholson. It's like one of those things. Are planes flying in the sky? Is the world still going round? Is Jack Nicholson at a Lakers game? You know everything is right in society, apparently.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah.
It has been.
He's been sick.
Over a year. Well, January 2020 was the last time he was seen sitting in his famous courtside seats, and he went to the game with his son. And he has not been back since.
And now, but is he better? He's
How did
84,
he look?
So he was, yeah.
I thought he looked like Jack Nicholson. Typical yeah. Jack Nicholson and all his Jack Nicholson-ish.
So, Jen, what was he sick with?
Doesn't he have dementia or something like that?
He's not, He physically, he's not been somebody who's been shy about taking drugs during his career. And so it's taken a toll. On him.
He does not look any different. I mean, maybe a year and a half older. It's not like he was gaunt or anything. He had a black mask on.
He's, well, you can't really tell what the rest of his face looks like. He's been, I think the last time he had an acting role was he was 78. That was, I forget what the movie was, but hadn't been around for a long time. So.
Well, Adele looked gorgeous sitting courtside. That's been going, that video from the same game, that's been going around everywhere. She looks amazing.
Good seats. So,
and,
yeah.
And
I guess,
also, she brought the fall look, like, stunning. She looked amazing.
He doesn't, so Jack Nicholson, I just did a quick Google search. He doesn't go out in public, and his friend, I guess the reason he can't do movies anymore is because he has really dramatic memory loss, apparently. Oh, no. And so a lot of people are saying that it might be dementia or that he might be in those early stages of that. So,
pretty good. Was in 2010.
Well, I mean, let's not pass this by, but because of the drug and alcohol use or abuse during his lifetime, that's a certainly contributing factor to you losing your mind, literally. And that's what happens in dementia. It's just you lose your mind. Your blood does the blood flow doesn't get into the brain, and so the brain atrophies and gets hard, and that's the end of it being workable, frankly. Period. All right. So let's see here. There was an arrest made at a voting rights demonstration, Jay?
Yeah, actress Alyssa Milano, she went out to vote, and, or not to vote, I'm sorry, to protest with People for the American Way in terms of all of the voting restrictions, and she was one of the 40-something, or no, I'm sorry, 20-something people that were arrested at the event.
I love that name, People for the American Way. What does that mean? I think this is worth talking a little bit about, not necessarily about Milano being arrested, but what is People for the American Way? Let's dig into that a little bit in the next half hour of the DJV program, 28 after the hour now.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The next chapter for Lexus is centered around four pillars. Design, Lexus driving signature, electrification, and advanced technology. For the second generation NX, Lexus doubles down with two electrified options, including a 2.5-liter powertrain on the NX 350H and the first plug-in hybrid electric Lexus model, the NX 450H. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Human remains suspected of being Brian Laundrie and items belonging to Brian Laundrie have been found by the FBI in the Carlton Nature Reserve in Northport, Florida. FBI Tampa lead investigator Michael McPherson.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie. These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
The coroner has yet to make an official announcement on the remains. A series of Pacific storms directed at the West Coast this week will potentially bring as much as a foot of rainfall and up to 3 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains through the weekend. Last week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced that La Nina conditions had developed in the Pacific Ocean and are expected to bring extra moisture through winter and into early spring. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As human remains suspected of being Brian Laundrie's and items belonging to Brian Laundrie have been found by the FBI in the nature preserve in Florida where the manhunt for Laundrie began, the Carlton Reserve in Northport, Florida is once again closed to the public as investigators do their work. Laundrie family attorney Stephen Bertolino on CNN.
It's quite sad. You can imagine as a parent finding your son's belongings alongside some of the remains, and that's got to be heartbreaking, and I can tell you that they are heartbroken.
Childhood sweethearts Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito were traveling cross-country when Gabby's murdered body was found in Wyoming. So now what? Former homicide detective Brian Foley on Fox News lends his expertise.
As investigators, we'll keep working that with the prosecutors until they have basically enough to say we would have had enough to make an arrest on Brian Laundrie, and then the prosecutors will close the case and set it with an arrest with exceptional circumstances. We'll learn today, I'm sure, hopefully, that what the cause of death is on Brian. Now, keep in mind, we all just can't assume suicide here. There's probably a list of people that would like to have seen Brian dead, so there's a lot of work to do. Again, the effects of Mother Nature in a watery area, they're going to have to extend the search now. Animals can separate evidence, and I'll leave it at that, to where the crime scene now gets extended. That's been, we're looking at weeks in the Florida weather.
We'll let you know when the coroner makes his announcement. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Four after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program with me presenting Jennifer Horn Daly and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Thursday, October the 21st. So what would happen if you had a lottery ticket and you lost it and you knew that the numbers were the winners, but you can't find
really
the ticket?
Really tough to handle.
This seems to happen quite often.
Well,
why
I'm just
that?
Looking at locally here. Somebody's got $100,000 in a ticket, and they haven't shown up. And you have a year to claim the prize. So this this was the mass cash ticket. They give away $100,000 a week. And the ticket expires November 1st. And they don't know. They're pleading. If you recognize the numbers, you can claim the prize in one of the centers. $100,000 just goes back into the lottery coffers. If, in fact, you don't
That's such a bummer.
Oh. It is a bummer, isn't it?
You find out on November 2nd. Oh, hey.
There's the ticket. Yeah. I know. Here's some good news for people who have problems and need to have transplantation. You know, organ donors are thought to be very special people, and they are. And so there's an operation that took place yesterday. A pig kidney was transplanted into a human, and it did not trigger rejection. This is, that's really what happens.
Using pig valves. My grandfather had a pig valve for a heart valve.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It seems to work.
So this the pig genetically had been altered So the tissue was this tissue, the molecule that triggered most of the rejection has been basically flushed out of this particular pig, and the pig had also been genetically modified so that it had human traits. Well, pigs supposedly are closer to humans than anything else.
They are.
I think anyway. in more ways than one.
Trust
in
me.
In fact. Yeah.
Dated a few of those guys.
Uh-huh. Right. So anyway, those are boars. The pig, the male pig is a boar.
Right.
And he probably was. The procedure, looking at this story through and through and trying to summarize it, the recipient was somebody who was brain dead, had signs of kidney dysfunction. Family consented to the experiment because they knew it wasn't going to make any difference. They were about to take her off of life support anyway, and she had already apparently given her kidney to somebody else. So, you know, they have to experiment on a live, some body that's actually, you know, still the heart's beating, the blood's flowing, to see if the body rejects it. So this, whoever this person was, did two things great for humanity. One, helping an individual who is the recipient of the good kidney, and then being used as basically a guinea pig for this. The recipient had an abnormal creatinine level, which means the kidney function isn't working well. Kidney and liver, if you are on a lot of drugs that are practical and all, you know, not over-the-counter stuff, but things that, well, sometimes over-the-counter stuff affects this, but to prescribe medicines have a really, this is something a lot of people don't realize. Give me a drug, I'll fix this. Well, most drugs that you see advertised on television rip your liver apart and kidneys as well. This is not good stuff. You have to really be in tough shape for most of these drugs to have, you know, some saving grace, because most of them are really bad for your organs. So anyway, 107,000 people are waiting for organ transplants right now in our country alone. Never mind what's going on around the rest of the world. So one of the main sponsors of this, the United Network for Organ Sharing, says, by the way, the wait time for a kidney transplant is 3 to 5 years.
Oh,
and one wonders
even live that
how
long.
Many people can live that long. Thank you.
Oh,
that's right. Yep.
That's frustrating.
So they've been trying to do this with different animals for a while. They've been stymied because of government regulations. You know what? Take those government regulations and stuff them. What are you going to do? Here's a girl who's dead anyway. And, you know, they had to go through this whole thing, rigmarole.
Well, this is a very important experiment, and I hate to call it an experiment because it's a living person still. But
she's going to die anyway.
This is I assume the plan is to just monitor how her body
accepts
it.
See how long
they
reject
it
or not. Yep, yeah. Right, that's what they're doing with it. Dr. Robert Montgomery is the surgeon.
Could be a breakthrough.
God
yeah.
bless this girl, whoever she is. That's the thing. God bless her. All right, let's see what's happening. Oh, I wanted a couple of things here. One of the things that we were talking about in the last half hour was Alyssa Milano being arrested because she was in a protest led by People for the American Way. This sort of reminds me, these names and words as they are used, who decides that these people are for the American Way, and how do they define the American Way? It was started by Norman Lear. Sure, he had good intentions, but Norman is one of the most liberal human beings on the planet. And that's not bad in and of itself by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, people criticize the news media is all over the right who are nutbirds and start these whack job organizations, or they declare that they are the real patriots, which is a lot of garbage as well. So for those who don't think there's any garbage on the other side, there is.
Well, how do you know that this organization is garbage?
Because I didn't say, I'm not necessarily applying the garbage term to this organization, but there are other garbage organizations around who use words to fool people. So if you look at this and you don't know what People for the American Way is, you think, oh, yeah, okay, I'm for the American Way. I'm an American. I want America to be great again, or to be wonderful, or whatever it is. it's using words. I guess my point here is that if you're not looking into what really is going on with this group, you'll think, wow, this is a fabulous group. And it may be, depending on your philosophy, a great group. But it is one of those, it's like government, it's like when you look at some of the names for the bills that go through Congress and the way they create these things that make you feel good about getting screwed by those people who are spending your tax dollars.
Selling the country to the Chinese.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of the Chinese, the nominee to serve as ambassador to China, saying some pretty strong stuff about the challenges that we face in confronting the Chinese commies, stressed the rising superpower, not all-powerful, though. The West retains substantial advantages. Now, is that just a way to make everybody feel good? Or is this the real thing?
Well, I think that people, I think that it's worth remembering that we are still such a great force of our own. And I feel like, I mean, we all talk about it here. I think COVID has sort of made everybody feel like we're less powerful and that we've been feeling powerless.
Yeah.
And we know, I mean, at least we all here seem to have talked about it and agree.
We have.
You know, yeah, that yeah. You know, the Chinese government has been, at the very least, wildly irresponsible with the handling of COVID, and it has affected everyone else on the planet. So I feel like, I mean, when I read his statements, and he was pretty strong, he said, quote, we cannot trust the Chinese, and our responsibility is to make Taiwan a tough nut to crack, was his quote. I thought, you know, okay, great, that's something that we want to hear. But also, you know, we do have to remember that we are still America, and we are great, and we have all the allies, and China has no friends. I mean, you can say maybe Russia, but they've got Iran, North Carolina.
But what I mean, they've run with North Korea, not North Carolina.
Yeah, but what can they really do? They're just
yeah.
Nasty.
I mean, that's the thing. It's not a. But what I do think is important that. Yeah, but I think that what is really important, China's not stupid. They're not going to blow up the planet, because then who's going to buy their cheap crap? That's what he said. What Nicholas Burns is the nominee, by the way. And so what he said that I thought was really important, and, you know, coming from a tech perspective, you know, China, we have to make sure that China doesn't out-tech us. That's the real issue. And so, you know, building our own chipsets and taking away the need to rely on them. And that's the most
and
important thing going forward.
And not letting scumbags like Zuckerberg make deals with the Chinese for all kinds of things that nobody knows anything about. Those guys and those two little worms that run Google and, you know, those kind of the big tech companies making, even though China doesn't allow its own people to see a lot of this stuff or participate, there still are things that they can do to help subvert. And I think Zuckerberg and those two little worms at Google are very capable of doing what's in their best interest and not in the best interest of their country.
Well, yeah, that's the pattern that they've
every
shown,
day.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, he stressed that Congress passed research and investment legislation. Yeah. That he said to ensure that China doesn't leapfrog us in the tech world.
What's
this
guy's
background?
That's
really important.
Where'd he come from, Victoria? Do you know? Is he somebody from business?
I don't know. Jen, do you know more about him? I don't know what his background is. Don't know.
Not a California guy, I don't think.
No. So, but is he, well, it'd be interesting to dig around and see.
We'll look up, he's a career diplomat. He's worked in a number of U.S. administrations, both under Republican and Democrat. So, I guess maybe he's someone everyone can agree on, if that exists.
Well, remember when Biden announced early on who his nominee for the trade rep was? It was a Chinese lady, and she supposedly was as tough as nails and wanted to make sure that things, whatever agreements we make with the Chinese, don't have any holes in them, like has been the case in the past. Excuse me, I don't know where that all is now. I've been watching some of the deliberations in terms of American farmers and the food that the Chinese are buying. And if you read between the lines, even though the negotiations, you know, they come up with a number, the Chinese will agree to buy X amount, and the Chinese will play with that. They always do. But now they're looking for more, which would tell the casual observer that there's a problem with food in China. They are not able to feed
all
their people.
And also, why are
people.
We sending our food to them, and why are they sending their food to us? I don't... think I get that. You know, that seems to be...
They've been trying to get into, as you know, they were successful in controlling the largest pork product producer in the country. And now they're trying to get into Tyson's and the other chicken, the big chicken conglomerates, because they don't have any chicken over there and they don't have much beef. They're buying that at the moment from Brazil. But that's one of the reasons that we're hitting a perfect storm here with the cost of food, because the food prices are being predicated not only by the weather that we've had here, but the pressure the Chinese are putting on the supplies because they need to feed their people. There's a lot of unrest in China, and one of the problems is that a lot of people haven't got enough to eat. And so they're trying desperately not to look like anything other than big tough guys. So what kind of a country spends more money doing the kinds of stuff militarily that they are instead of taking care of the people?
The kind of
using
country
that
puts Muslims into concentration camps and does fertility testing and all kinds of stuff on the people they put in prison for dissenting. This is not a country that is.
But where's
really
the rest of the world on this? Why is everybody so quiet?
But people aren't quiet, though, Doug. What do you want people to do? Other countries have been, they have been very vocal. They've been blasting China, not have the Olympics
there.
This, what? Not have the Olympics there? Well, yeah, that's one I completely agree. That's ridiculous. But, I mean, that's, you know. What did we do? I mean, what if nobody jumped in when Germany was killing the Jews? What if nobody jumped in? That's what's happening right now.
Well, nobody jumped in fast enough when Hitler came to power in 1933. The world was asleep.
Here we are.
Matter of fact, the English were trying, the prime minister at the time, Nicholas, Chamberlain, was sort of a sycophant. Oh, they're fine. They're going to be our friends. We should help them out, et cetera, et cetera. Chamberlain was his name. And how wrong was that? The old man Kennedy was a big supporter of the Nazis. And nobody remembers that when they buy a bottle of liquor and get all that money that goes to the Kennedy family. That guy was a horror show. And he was the ambassador to England at the time before World War II. So there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things that people still need to answer for, I think. All right. Shall we pause? It's 48 after the hour on the TJV program.
Hair needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Three after the hour now. This is the DJV program, and it's Tech Talk time for this Thursday. Jennifer is out taking a shower. Let's see, Jay's powdering her nose. Victoria's at the ready with the first story, which is about time. I guess I'll let you explain what I mean by it's about time.
Yeah, right. Well, a trio of bipartisan senators, which the bipartisan has now become my favorite B word. We don't get to use it a lot, but
yeah.
So a trio of senators sent a letter to Universal Electronics demanding that this company, which is listed on the NASDAQ.
Wait a minute, isn't that who James Bond works for? Oh, no, that's Universal Exports. Excuse me.
Oh, I didn't know that, but okay. So, yeah, so they sent a letter to Universal Electronics demanding that the company provide details on an alleged deal that they struck with Chinese authorities to transport hundreds of Uyghur workers, which are the Muslims that are essentially being accused of living in, concentration camps, at worst, and some say they're forced labor. It's a whole mess that we've been talking about for a while now. And so the accusation is that Universal Electronics got a bunch of hundreds of these Uyghur Muslims to travel to a plant in southern China to work on their electronics. So now the U.S. government has warned that businesses with supply chains and investments in Xinjiang, which is that region where China is accused of, carrying out genocide against the Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities, that they run a quote-unquote high risk of violating U.S. laws on forced labor. Meaning you're not going to be able to continue to do that if you want to continue to sell your products in America. And so Universal Electronics acknowledged to Reuters this month that they did employ at least 400 Uyghurs as part of a worker transfer agreement, but they denied that they treated them any differently than any other employees. That's not necessarily the problem. The problem isn't how Universal Electronics treated the Uyghurs. It's the fact that the Chinese basically took these slaves and slave labor and gave them over to Universal Electronics and probably took all the money that Universal Electronics was supposedly paying these quote-unquote employees. That's really where the issue comes in. And so it's the first confirmed example of a U.S. company participating in what human rights groups have described as forced labor. And so this is what, you know, China has engaged in a campaign of mass detention and surveillance against the Uyghurs since 2017 that we know of. And so Universal, it supplies equipment and software to Sony and Samsung and Microsoft and LG, among other smaller tech companies. So the senators, it's Bob Menendez from New Jersey, who's a Democrat, Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, and Jeff Merkley, Democrat from Oregon. The three together are working on this. And again, it's rare to have bipartisanship, but they're calling on Universal to provide details of these agreements with the Chinese authorities. They want documentation proving that it was not using forced labor and disclosures to shareholders, because again, yeah, this is a publicly traded company.
They're going to stumble all over themselves because they're not going to be able to prove
it
at all.
But the problem though is, you know, what they can do is they can, I mean, this is a NASDAQ listed company. They can take this company off the stock market. That's, if you're in violation of U.S. labor laws, there are a lot of ramifications that the U.S. government can make them pay for.
I'm betting these are not the only people that are doing that either. Talking about how great America is, and it is, but there's still a lot of greedy companies that are at any cost going to do things, and because that's the CEO's job, is to provide labor or whatever it is at the least cost so the stockholders get back more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's how it is.
Yep.
You know, for these people.
Well, we'll stay on top of this because this is a developing story. But, you know, I think this could set a precedent for a lot of other companies. They better, you know, clean up
their
act.
Maybe what we should do is we should drop a bunch of signs from some plane flying over China saying Uyghur lives matter, and see if they.
Oh, people have tried to do that into Chinese airspace. Yeah, people have actually tried to do that.
Huh, imagine that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Micron spending a lot of money on chip plants. Let's get to that after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, what's up with Micron?
So memory chip maker Micron is announcing plans to spend $150 billion over the next 10 years, much of which will go to building new chip plants, potentially in the U.S. And so they said they're willing to expand in the U.S., but they want a commitment on government funding for the chip industry, which is something that a lot of people are talking about. So the bulk of memory chips were once made in the U.S. Today, only 2% of global capacity is here. The rest is Taiwan, China, and Korea. Yep.
Yeah. It's an outrage. Outrageous. Outrageous.
Bring chipsets back.
Outrageous. Bring chips back. Bring chips back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.